Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Now.
Time to get on the hot goss for homework with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Ariana Grande finalizes her divorce to her now ex-husband, Dalton Gomez, and he got a fat check.
He did?
How much do you think he got? Ariana Grande.
How long were they together?
They were together for about two-ish years.
Two-ish?
Let me look up her net worth real quick. Ariana Grande net worth. She's worth $146
million. Jeez.
How much do you think he got out of that?
20.
20 million?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say 10. 10 million.
Y'all are so off. I'm going to give you one more chance. Go a little lower.
Oh, okay.
We'll actually go a lot lower.
Two.
2 million?
500,000.
Okay. We'll meet in the middle. He got $1.2 million in lieu of spousal support. He's also going to get half the proceeds from the sale of their home in Los Angeles. So I'm sure that'll be a couple milli. And she is also covering up all of his attorney fees, which is about 25K. Pocket change.
Because in California, if that's where they got married, isn't that like you have to make it to 10 years or something like that in order for things to like be split? Like if you don't have a prenup, you're entitled to half, right?
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, but that sounds right.
Okay. I'm not either, but we'll just pretend like what I said was factual.
Yeah.
Man should have hung in there a little longer.
Could have made it 8 more years.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, turns out Kanye West is actually married. There's a lot of speculation with this after.
So it's legit. The two of them really did it.
It's legit. Like, so his divorce to Kim was finalized in November of 2022. He got married in December of 2022 to this woman that we've seen bopping around with him. She always wears that nude bodysuit and it looks like she's naked. Well, apparently, not only are they married, but a source is telling the Daily Mail that he also has a lot of very strict rules for her, which honestly, some of these sound abusive. So this source says Kanye has a set of rules for Bianca, which includes never speak and wear what he wants her to wear. She is also required to eat certain food items and to work out, even though Kanye doesn't work out.
What?
It is so controlling.
It's messed up. It's there's some serious control issues going there, and yeah, I don't even really know what to say as far as like, you can't say like this is what you signed up for because it sounds like this could potentially be in like trigger warning in an abusive situation and somebody's like controlling you emotionally and even if there's not physical abuse, there can be mental abuse.
100%. And you would think, oh, why would anybody want this? But I mean, think about it. She's getting her entire life paid for. I'm sure she's got a line of credit somewhere. And it's basically kind of like, I don't want to say selling your soul for, you know, financial security, because we don't know what position she came from. And maybe this is better than what.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So for us, yes, this would be, I would consider that in my relationship abuse. But if she is happy and she is content and this is the life she wants, then who are we to say?
That's true.
I mean,
it would be too much of a cost for me to have to live that lifestyle. I mean, to be that controlled and not even be able to speak, that's a bit much. Even for Kanye, that's kind of like a bit much.
That for me is too. And what do we even think is on this list of foods? Like what?
Who knows?
It's probably like weird moon cheese or something.
Fried chicken ain't on there. That man wouldn't have had a chance with me.
Okay, so obviously, you know, we're in the mid of a football season now, and Super Bowl season is going to be coming up pretty soon. And apparently, the ladies from Mean Girls are filming a commercial for Pepsi. Yeah. It seems like it's probably going to be like a celebratory moment for the 20th anniversary, because in April, it'll be the 20th anniversary of Mean Girls. So Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Seyfried, and Lacey Chabert were all spotted filming, and there are a couple of nods to the movie Mean Girls. Lacey was spotted in a silver convertible, like in the film, and Lindsay was seen carrying a pouch that had the words Plastics Club Member, which is, again, a nod to the movie. And Amanda Seyfried was seen wearing a blazer and holding a microphone, which is a nod to that iconic scene where she's like, there's a 30% chance it's already raining. So it looks like they're getting a little creative with Mean Girls.
But if Regina George isn't in the commercial, then...
Oh, yeah. Rachel McAdams wasn't seen filmed. But so, maybe they're doing like a separate thing. Maybe they're going to like Photoshop her in.
Maybe. But she's got to be in it. I know this is like a... you've never seen Mean Girls, have you, Mo?
I can't say that I have.
Regina George is like the queen bee main character.
Okay, yeah.
So it seems a little bit like a moot point to do it without her. Mm-hmm. I can't see them airing it without Rachel. And she seems like a nice person. I don't know why she wouldn't jump on board with this.
I think she would too.
100%. Okay, Gigi Hadid, she is now, well, allegedly, potentially dating another silver fox. Now, I want to give another opportunity for you guys to guess. Gigi Hadid, last man she was seen out with was Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. another silver fox type actor. She was spotted at Via Carota, again, a very facey spot in the West Village, with an older actor. Give me your best guess as to who he is.
A silver fox.
George Clooney.
Okay.
No, he's married.
He's married.
That's all I got,
y'all. Twins.
Okay. I don't know.
Give us a hint.
Super hot.
Bradley Cooper.
Yep.
Ah!
Oh my God.
That was the word association. Yes. Super hot. Silver fox. So yeah. Gigi Hadid and Bradley were spotted grabbing dinner, and it seems like this could be her new type. Good for her. We love that. Go Gigi. Okay, Bruno Mars, he canceled his sold-out show in Israel due to the Hamas attacks, and I'll tell you how he's doing on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
That was really funny if you think about it. Like, that was
hilarious. Hot. Bradley Cooper!
Bart at home is now blocking on the parental controls for Bradley Cooper.
The Burt Show.